Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane. With a tree card 94 only at Sunoco. All right, we'll get back to your phone calls on the Sixers. D, and now I have hope here, finally, for the Sixers after landing the number 3 overall pick last night. I do. You guys made me feel like I'm taking crazy pills this morning. They got the 3rd pick. And nobody in this room's got hope.
Nobody's excited.
Yeah, well, you might be taking crazy pills to come on today and say you have hope for the Sixers.
Hope. I didn't say anything's going to happen here. I didn't say I'm guaranteeing anything. I just have some hope here. They could add an all-star caliber player to what they have.
I mean, they're like the most hopeless organization in the city.
Well, I don't know about that. Flyers are pretty hopeless.
Oh.
They have vision, though. They have a direction
that they're trying to go.
Honestly, I might argue the Sixers are worse. They have the bad albatross contracts that they need to move off of, where the Flyers have already kind of torn this thing down.
Yep. I got more lottery luck for the Sixers, though.
Yeah.
Got the 3rd pick.
Oh.
What did we get for the Flyers?
Six.
Four, 3 is better than 6.
They got more picks, though.
They
can do more with them.
Listen, I can be hopeful about anything I want to be hopeful about. I'm hopeful about the Sixers now for the first time in a while. Meanwhile, I got Debbie Downers over here. Refused to be. Bryce Harper, should the Phillies sit him for a night? And, of course, the Eagles with those schedule leaks continue to come out. So tomorrow night we get the full schedule with the Eagles. But, Hugh, I got something on my mind that we've been talking about for a while with the Eagles. And it's just kind of... We did it a little bit before the draft. We did a little bit during free agency. We kind of put it on the back burner. Hugh, the Eagles are very young, and they're very thin compared to last year at edge rusher, right? Mm-hmm. At pass rush, at end. Brandon Graham retiring. Josh Sweat to the Arizona Cardinals. They lost a lot there. And, you know, we're hopeful for Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt, and I'm not as hopeful as for Bryce Huff, but whatever. He's here, too.
Bryce Huff.
Yeah. You still hopeful for that?
Yes.
Good player?
Yes. I said it with a straight face.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I'm looking at you like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, besides Bryce Huff.
My shirt looked too tight.
Yeah.
Hugh Snuggless?
Snuggless over here. Why do you have a tight shirt on?
Got to go to the golf outing later on.
It is a snug shirt.
Not enough air is getting to that brain.
Yeah, it's a little tight.
That's where the Bryce Huff comment came from.
Why are you laughing so hard, though?
Because, all right, so Hugh's now let me pause what I was talking about for 1 second, because now we're here. Because you're going to this golf outing, you forgot about it. You're wearing a Darth Vader t-shirt, so you're like, oh, do we have any extra polos around? And they brought you one, and as soon as it came in the room, I was like, that's not going to fit.
It's a little tight.
It's a little tight, but you look more official now.
But, yeah, no, I mean, you know, that's why I don't like to go to golf outings.
But you could have worn your own clothes.
I forgot.
Okay. That's on you.
Yeah, it's on me. And I ain't got time to go home.
No, you don't. All right. Anyway, snug shirts aside, Hugh, we've been talking about
I have to stop at Walmart and get me a. This dog might not hunt. This is a little, it's a little snug, man.
All right, for all the you people out there watching on YouTube, please comment and let us know if this shirt is too tight for Hugh to wear to the golf outing. He obviously thinks it is. Anyway. Here's what's getting tight. The relationship between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. So, you know how he asked for more money and they said no?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting ugly now. So, Trey Hendrickson, apparently he and the Bengals have cut off really all communication. Can we hear Adam Schefter?
It's ugly.
Oh, wait, listen to this. It's getting really ugly. Adam Schefter on the Hendrickson-Bengals situation.
It's not great. He's not happy. And again, last year he played the good soldier, was told that if he comes back, plays well, keeps quiet, that he'd be taken care of. And the 3 players who have generated the most sacks and most pressures have been Myles Garrett, Max Crosby, and Trey Hendrickson. What's happened this offseason? Mm-hmm. Myles Garrett and Max Crosby, each with multiple years left on their deal, have been rewarded with contract extensions. Trey Hendrickson's going to the last year of his deal. So he's closer to the end of his contract than either Garrett or Crosby were. Now, yes, he's older, but still, he has done everything the way that you'd want a player to. And the Bengals have not had any conversations with him since the draft. They didn't even call him before. Not that they needed to say, hey, Trey, FYI, we're going to draft Shamar Stewart here in the first round. Just want to give you a heads up, no bearing on how we feel about you. We love you, and we want to resign. I guess they don't owe him that call, but they certainly didn't make that call either. And I guess he still could be traded.
Yeah, so he said it's not great. I'll read between the lines. It's getting ugly between Trey Hendrickson and the Bengals. See, he's obviously not happy. They said they would redo his contract. They didn't. Then they paid two receivers this offseason. All right, so there's that. And then Hendrickson came out yesterday and said he wasn't happy with the situation. Listen to this. This was Chase Daniel with Diana Rossini talking about the situation and the kind of their read, especially Daniel, the read on what Hendrickson's feeling right now.
I continue to hear that Cincinnati wants to make something work with Trey. Do I think that they're close in numbers? No. This is why you do something like this. You put out a statement because you're not happy. This is a tactic. Yeah. This is a way to negotiate. If the communication isn't there, then that tells me right now that there's a difference in the number that they're looking for.
This is a pointed attack. I don't want to say attack, maybe tactic, from the Trey Hendrickson camp and agent. Who knows if it will work out, but it seems almost like they're trying to make the Bengals look bad. And the Bengals really haven't said anything about it publicly for whatever reason. It sticks out for me because I know Trey personally. So it just tells me that they're a lot further apart than what maybe people think.
Yeah, the way it was framed there by Chase Daniel, almost like a pointed attack by Hendrickson and his agent on the Bengals. And then this was said today. This is a quote from Trey Hendrickson. Quote, if I sat here with four sacks, they'd want a pay cut and some money back. I'm not going to apologize for the rates being paid to defensive ends in the National Football League. Hugh, I put all this together, and all I keep thinking about is Howie Roseman needs to get on the phone with the Cincinnati Bengals. If that relationship is dead, I want the Eagles to pounce and get this guy.
Well, how much money are you asking for? Because like you said, you know, you're talking about two other guys that got paid a lot of money in this offseason. Mm-hmm. So now, like for Howie, you have to figure out how much he wants. And does it fit with what you've been trying to do this whole time?
That's a fair point. Let me throw a workaround for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles just saved, what, $3 or $4 million on Dallas Goedert's contract?
Dallas Goedert, yeah.
They have $25 million in cap room. Q, I know you and many others have been like, hey, we can't spend a lot this offseason because we got to save the money for down the line, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Carter and Quinyon Mitchell. Why can't we trade for Trey Hendrickson and give him more money for this year? Like, he's obviously not getting a long-term deal from anyone right now. Mm-hmm. If he stays with the Bengals, they're not giving him any money. So, like, I would trade for him and say, hey, listen, we can't give you a long-term deal right now, but I'll give you a big raise for this year. Add $10 or $15 million to his contract just for this year, and then he's a free agent after the year. Basically, rent him and try to make him happy to come here and play for one more season.
It sounds like a noble sentiment. I don't think that dog's going to hunt.
But what's he going to do?
Well, he's a little bit older.
Yeah, but like I'm saying,
he could refuse to play.
But we did this already, right? Reddick did this and lost.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a little bit different than Reddick, though.
No, I agree.
I mean, he's probably looked at a little bit different than Hassan Reddick.
But same age?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, it doesn't work for players to sit out full seasons.
It doesn't.
It doesn't work.
But it's for the player, it's more about the principle.
And that's why I don't think he's going to play for the Bengals on this contract.
Yeah, it's more about the principle. And that's the thing that I hear people say all the time. Like, you know, they talk about Hassan and what he did and how stupid it was and everything. It meant more to him to do it the way that he did it than it meant for him to get the money.
Right.
They talk about what Le'Veon Bell did, the same thing when he left the Steelers. And they talked about when he went to the Jets and how he didn't get that much money. It means more to the player. It might not mean that much financially to people that don't understand, but to stand on business and do things the way that you feel is right for you means a lot more than the payday does.
Sure. I think the relationship between him and the Bengals seems dead, but I do think if the Eagles traded for him, he may come in here with a different attitude because he doesn't have anything against the Eagles. They just trade. Like, I want to trade for him and see if Howie can make this work with the guy's agent for one season. I also saw this. So Trey Hendrickson vented for 23 minutes some takeaways. Ready for this one? According to one reporter who was at Trey Hendrickson's availability, Trey said he received a text from Zach Taylor on Monday threatening him with fines if he didn't show up at mandatory minicamp in June.
Threats.
Threats.
That's not a good way to do it.
Mm.
Just like Hugh threatened Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm. With the TikTok stuff. And we saw how that worked out. He went right back to doing TikToks. Didn't respect you at all.
At all.
How would you have responded if Jack Del Rio threatened you?
Does she do anything for us? I mean, what are we paying for?
See, Joe asked questions. You already know the answer to.
I just wanted to know.
You know I don't know how to act, man. Okay. I'm working on that.
That's a young Hugh Douglas.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know how to act. I'm working on that. That's something I struggle with.
This is now mature Hugh Douglas.
That gap year might have turned into forced retirement.
Mature Hugh Douglas in a men's mediums polo right now. All right, Kyle. Would you trade for Henstrin and try to make it work?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I like your idea of letting him come here.
Kyle the strong arm king, though. I don't care. You're going to play for this money. You're going
to
like
it. Well, I mean, but there is a benefit for him. Like, he can up his value here to the rest of the league, just like a lot of the – like, Josh Sweat and Milton Williams got huge paydays from the Eagles last year.
You know what the unfortunate thing about that is when you reach a certain age and the league has already, like, deemed you – declining player. Yeah.
But he just had 17 and a half sacks.
I know, but
he can get like 20 here next year.
But obviously, they're looking at him and they're thinking, he ain't the old gray mare ain't what she used to be. So it's probably a little bit of that going on.
But you could change it. I mean, Josh Sweat, we only got a one-year deal here, and then he...
Yeah, he was a little younger, though.
He was.
He was a little younger.
A little bit.
Yeah, but not as good of a player.
Hassan Reddick didn't really change the narrative for himself. I think he's in Tampa now, right?
He is in Tampa, yeah.
He's in Tampa, but he ain't get a whole lot of bread. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's I think what Trey's dealing with is the older stigma, you know, and that's not going to change.
So listen, I understand why the Eagles or any team wouldn't want to give him a long-term deal because that's a big commitment. But I'm just saying, like, I think he makes like $20 million, and I can understand why he's saying, hey, the best pass rushers make 40.
Mm-hmm.
I just had 17 and a half sacks. I make 20.
And you're what, 32?
30.
30?
30.
Yeah, they probably.
But how about we trade for him? I would trade a third-round pick to rent him for a year, and then you say, hey, listen, we're not prepared to give you a long-term deal right now. We got a lot of stuff on the future burner here. But how about we bump your salary up to $30 million?
Let's go. The tantalizing thought of winning a Super Bowl.
Yes. You know? He's been to one. He almost won.
I hear you, but yeah, you want that bread.
If for no other reason, we need to get here so that we can keep using this.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. That's not a reason.
It's a great reason.
See, we all got our own agendas today.
We do.
Everybody got an agenda today. Everybody has an agenda.
But you're missing the big picture for the whole station. Every show can use that. Let's hear what Hugh Douglas thinks of Trey Hendrickson.
He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
Excuse me. Yeah.
The more I play, the funnier.
It gets better and better.
It really does. At my expense, though.
One more time. He's a good player. 17 and a half sacks last year.
I like Trey.
We have lost control. And this shirt is starting to cut off my circulation.
You're going to come in tomorrow. It sounded like that.
I don't know if you're going to make it the rest of the show in that men's medium. I mean, that thing is tight.
I don't think I'm going to make it to my truck in this thing.
We're just going to hear a rip at some point.
I'll be like, wait a minute. I don't even want to be here. Take this shirt off.
Well, that's what happens when you don't bring golf attire. All right, 215-592-9494. Your thoughts on this as well. Trey, if I'm the Eagles, I'm on the phone right now with the Bengals, and I'm seeing – because at some point, it's going to become untenable. If he doesn't want to play there ever again, you got the head coach –
It might get a little physical.
I mean, the head coach is threatening him for not show up to minicamp. I mean, he's one of their best players.
But you know what? When it happens like that, and this is, you know, all jokes aside, when they start to threaten you like that, that means they're moving on.
It's over, yeah.
Yeah, because they're not even trying to salvage the relationship at that point. They kind of want you to act the fool, so you have to be smarter. Like, you know what I mean? You got to be smart in a situation like that. And just know, your first thought is probably not the thought you need to go with when it comes to that.
Yeah, the ironic part about this all happening is this is a big win for your brand. You realize that?
Defensive luxury.
Well, they paid both receivers, and they're threatening their all-pro defensive end.
I mean,
it's a big win for you.
I mean, listen, man, I have vision, and I saw this coming years ago. That's why it's like the hottest take on the planet.
Well, I don't know about that, but it doesn't mean this is smart.
No, I didn't say it was smart, but it's the truth. It's like the trend in the NFL. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
You had to do it again.
I'm just saying, it's the truth.
We haven't said it in a few weeks.
No, I'm just saying, it's the truth. It's the truth. Sometimes for some people, the truth hurts. Mm. That's why I'm the drunk hooker at the barbecue.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it the truth, but it's your truth. Yeah, it's your truth. Let's go to Mike in Norristown. What's up, Mike?
The moment was too big for Mike.
And one, two, put Mike on hold. And from there, we go to Zoe in Bluebell. Hey, Zoe.
What up, Zoe?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Zoe, what's up?
I got thoughts.
Okay,
I got thoughts.
Go ahead. Now,
I had a little rant about the Phillies a couple of weeks ago, but I want to first say, do not sit Bryce Harper, and let me tell you why.
Okay.
He's not the type of player that responds to that. Like, he's a, just think of it as like self-medicating. He's the one that's going to come up with the solution to fix the problem he's dealing with. And if you go around, if you sit him now, even for one game, he just cut his hair. He's trying to figure out what it is that he needs to do to get past this hump. I mean, we didn't sit Trey Turner when he was, you know, in the toilet. Now, I'm thankful that he's doing better now, but hey, listen, I just feel like Bryce is the type of player that let him work through it on his own. Let him get to where he needs to be. He, more than anybody else, knows what he needs to be doing, knows what he wants to be doing. I don't think he needs that outside influence or that outside help. If anything, that might feel like more of a slap in the face.
Well, it might for him, Zoe, and that's a fair point. And this is where the manager's got to know their player. I mean, obviously, they all realize. I mean, Schwarber spoke about it last night, Topper on the morning show. It's pretty obvious they see him going through this, and none of us want to make it worse. Like, if you're right and you think it would make it worse, then it's not worth it. I just wonder if it can help him. Now, the one thing that would be uncomfortable for everyone is Topper would have to talk about it, right? Like, the lineup comes out, he does his press availability. Obviously, the first question is going to be, why is Bryce not in the lineup? Is he hurting? And then he says, no. Okay, why is he not playing? Well, we wanted to give him a day, and then they go, all the reporters go and run to Bryce and say, all right.
Why you ain't playing?
Yeah, what's going on? Right, so I get that. It'd be a thing. I mean, I get it.
Yeah, and I think it's so much better for it not to be a thing. We're doing good now. Just let's keep riding this wave. Bryce isn't at the point where he's actually hurting the club. I mean, he's hurting himself. And sure, we love him and get some timely hits, yeah, but it's not so much so where we're losing games constantly as a direct result of it. So I'm definitely a fan of just letting it ride out and kind of see where it goes, especially since he just cut his hair. Let's see what happens.
But see, Zoe, this is the problem with that, because Bryce has been such a contributor the whole time that he's been here. To be in a position where the team is doing well and it's not because of you might kind of wear on him a little bit.
Yeah, I can see that.
Look, it didn't take long to take sway. You got him.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, listen, you hit me with a good point. But still, I do believe why he wants to be that star guy. Like, he wants to be the one that hits the grand slam in the bottom of the ninth. At some point, he just said, you know, a couple of weeks ago, you know, do it as a team. You know, be part of the team.
Right. Name on the front, not the name on the back.
Yeah, he just probably was saying
that.
Exactly. So, just talking.
You know, he got to step back and let things happen the way they need to happen. I just think whatever changes need to be made, I just think right now he's earned the respect that they should come from him and not from anyone else.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I'm going to guess they're probably going to go with what you're saying, Zoe. Zoe, good phone call. I mean, I'm going to guess that. One thing that he brought up there that really – we haven't touched on much, but I do wonder, I'm sure he roots for all his teammates, right? He wants to win. Bryce Harper wants to win. But you said something earlier that is true, but I don't know if it's true this year. You said they go as Bryce goes.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, they're kind of going as Schwarber goes.
Yeah, and let me tell you, that is something that if you're not used to that, it could be a challenge. That could be a challenge within itself. You know, having a teammate that normally you're the guy that everybody gravitates towards,
yep.
And you know, and then all of a sudden Schwarber becomes the guy, and he's the catalyst for everything, and you know, I don't think he has a hero complex, and I'm not saying that he does, but there's something to be said about everywhere that you've been, that you've been kind of that dude, and then all of a sudden you have to take a back seat. That's a little humbling.
Yeah,
a little humbling.
I think. Like, usually, the Phillies win because of Bryce Harper.
Mm-hmm.
They're not winning because of Bryce Harper this season, right? He's not – we've all said this today. He's not costing them, right? They have a good record right now. They've played well the last 3 weeks. So his play isn't losing them games. But does anyone feel like Bryce Harper's winning the Phillies games right now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I mean, I just – it's very few games this year. I feel like he's really spurred them to the win. And he had the game in Atlanta. He hit a home run earlier this season. That was a big home run. But just feels like very few games, that was it. That's like Sunday's game. When they won the Sunday night game in Cleveland, they won the game because of Kyle Schwarber's bat. That's it. They only scored 3 runs. He knocked them all in. 2 home runs, and obviously all 3 runs were from Kyle Schwarber. Has there been any game this year Harper had one of those games? The home run on opening day in Washington was a big one. He had a big home run in Atlanta to get them back in the game. and I'm sure I'm missing a big hit here or there, but it doesn't feel like there's been a game we've come on the next day and said Bryce Harper won them the game. And I wonder if that's wearing on him as much as the struggles. He's not the reason they're winning. I mean, it probably all plays into it. All right, let's go to Mike in Norristown, who is back up here. What's up, Mike? What's up, Mike?
Hey, my man. What do you know? What do you say?
Hey, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Oh, I'm thrilled, dude. I called in earlier this morning. I won them Post Malone tickets. I'm psyched.
Oh, that's awesome, Mike. Congratulations.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Post Malone.
So what's up, Hug? How you doing, buddy?
Musical artist.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, you say y'all better, but it was like, yeah, let's see, everything.
You guys are being too negative.
Tell Hugh like he's being too negative. Tell
you.
I'm being negative.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about you talking about
this is typical
Hugh
Douglas.
Man. We got hope coming to us.
We do have hope. I know. I'm all hopeful today.
I like that guy from Rutgers. I think he's going to go good with Embiid.
Mm. No, he don't like Rutgers,
man.
The other kid at Rutgers could play.
I messed up. I meant to say Maxey. He's going to go good with Maxey. That's what I meant to say.
No, but you like Ace Bailey?
Yes.
He's 6'7", like skinny.
6'8", like Joe.
He's 6'7.5".
He's 6'8".
He's skinny.
It's fine. He can put weight on. He's going to be fine. With Maxey, I think you're going to be all right.
He's not that athletic. He played at Rutgers. I mean, doesn't the Rutgers thing bother you? Mike, how did Rutgers have two of the top three players in the draft and not be good? How?
Because it's Rutgers.
Yeah, but in basketball, if you have two players that good, you should win.
Yeah, but it's Rutgers. What are you going to do?
Well, I like the kid from Baylor. I don't want this Ace Bailey guy.
Well, I just do. I would have much rather we had a number one pick, and I think it was rigged. How it all fell down for Dallas. I actually absolutely do.
Well, it's hard to find someone today that doesn't feel like it was rigged. I mean, it's bananas that the Mavericks had a 1.8% chance to get it, and they get it.
They ripped. I don't know, man. It just seems real shady. Real shady.
Super shady.
Well, it does. I mean, and again, you know, Hugh's been pointing out today they do it behind, you know, we can't see it. That's the way they've always done the lottery. Mike, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, what is going on out there that people want a player from Rutgers? I mean, I'm living in a
why are you taking a dump on Rutgers today?
Rutgers is taking a dump on themselves my entire life.
I feel like Hugh's been very pro-Rutgers.
I know. This is unbelievable.
What are you talking about? I mean, it's just
threatening Bryce, pro-Rutgers, wearing medium shirts. This guy's all over the place.
Listen, being a downer.
We just got all kind of slander going on in this last hour of the show. I don't think this shirt going to make it to the golf tournament.
No.
It's a little uncomfortable.
Are you going to make it to the golf tournament?
I mean, I have no choice. You know, but I believe, and I think I'm right about this. Spike doesn't have on a collared shirt.
No, but Jack and Ike are wearing honest to goodness golf clothes. I mean, those
because
guys,
they're golfers.
Golfers.
They're golfers.
Yeah.
They don't count. I'm gonna go with the Spike. I'm Spike's friend today.
I mean,
that's my movie buddy anyway.
You guys go to any movies lately?
He hasn't said anything about going to any movies, but I'm pretty sure there's something that's coming up. You know, that we'll probably go see. I can't think of anything right now. What's coming out?
You trying to butter him up because you're nervous about the push-up thing?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Man, listen. Spike, you know what happened. Spike didn't want none of this.
Well, no, the last time he spoke about it, he said he's not doing them in the neighborhood anymore because he moved close and he didn't want people to notice.
The kids out there laughing at him.
I don't think that was it.
That's what it is, man. The kids. Kids ruin things for grown-ups all the time.
Yeah?
Because that's like the whole glizzy thing. That's basically where it comes from, kids.
That's just you.
Hold on
a
second.
No, that's a bunch of people.
Hold on a second.
I was going to send y'all this comedian last night. He was talking about that. And he was talking about how he doesn't eat glizzies anymore because the kids laugh at him.
You think if you
ate... And I thought about sending it to him, but he started working blue.
This doesn't make any sense.
He started working real blue.
You think if you ate a hot dog like a normal person, a kid would say anything?
Oh, they'll laugh at
you. No shot.
I could see it. It's just a matter of why worry about it? They're just kids.
What do you mean kids? You mean teenagers or kids?
Teenagers, yeah. Teenagers.
Are you worried about getting made fun of by teenagers?
Yeah. It's something about when teenagers make fun of you, dog. It's something about that age gap. Like, you know, I think right now, and I might be wrong about this now that I think about it. I think I skew the cool older guy, but probably not.
I doubt it.
You know what I mean? Probably not. But when the kids laughing, when they see you coming and they laughing at you, you know, for wearing, you know, the Jordans and wearing your, like, some dudes wearing, like, the skinny jeans and whatnot.
What do you think they'd say about you in that shirt?
Yeah, they probably laugh, like, Uncle Unhear with a schmedium on. Cutting up his circulation. No, you know what someone would probably say? I ain't gonna lie. You know, they would say, I'm thirst trapping. You know what I'm saying? They said I'm out here being thirsty.
You've earned your Zaddy era, aren't you?
Yeah, with these little ass shirts on.
All right, watch out, everyone at Ramblewood. Here comes Thirst Trap at Douglas. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Do you have hope for the Sixers now after last night? And do you think the Phillies should sit Harper for a game? I think it'd be good for him, for the team, if he takes the night off tonight against the Cardinals. Plus, we'll check in with you people. And we just talked about a situation for the Eagles to monitor. There is another situation to monitor, this time for the Phillies. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Well, I tell you what, Joe, you don't know this yet, but you will find out soon enough. Your kids will always be your kids. I don't care how old they get. They're always going to, when they get a little tight, they're going to call and ask for some money.
Is that what's happening to you?
Oh, my God. I mean, but you know, it's my baby girl. Like,
yeah,
she
what are you going to do?
But it's like, you know what it is? As a parent, I don't know how any other parent feel, but I'm just going to say, just take the Band-Aid off. Just ask for what you want. I don't need to be buttered up. But they buddy, hey, Dad, how you doing?
Well, they don't want to just come in quick with a request.
Thinking about you this morning, you know, sending me. No, this is how she did me, though. She sent me, like, can we send back and forth text about different vehicles and stuff? So she sent me a picture of a car, and I was like, oh, you about to buy that? She's like, no. She said, how you doing this morning?
Can you see right through it?
Uh-uh. I didn't see it coming. She got me with this one. Dad, I'm trying to pay my bills, and I need some money. You know, and then, you know, she hit me with the mistakes she made in her 20s and all this other stuff.
Oh, wow. So then you became Hugh Venmo?
And I didn't even, you know, because at that point, don't ask for a dollar amount. Because they might, you just, I just sent money. Just sent it.
How you feeling? A lighter in the pockets?
Nah, so much lighter. I mean, but you know, it's one of those things. And I've always been told, especially when it comes to women, young ladies, is you would rather have them ask you than to ask somebody else, like a Bill Belichick type.
Oh, you don't want that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, seriously. All jokes aside, because
that's fair.
Yeah.
No,
that's
I'm
smart.
Serious.
Yeah.
That's always the rule of thumb.
Let's
like
avoid
you'd rather
that.
Have you'd rather have her ask you than ask somebody else. And so that's why I was just like, yeah, whatever. But I'm a little lighter.
Yeah, I could tell.
I'm a little, you know,
you look lighter.
Hey, listen, I'm trying to play it off. I don't want to do nothing the rest of the day. I just want to go home and go to sleep.
Well, you can't.
You got a golf outing to go to, buddy.
Hey, Kyle, you don't have kids yet, but I'm telling you, it's not like, I mean, I'm blessed to be in a position that she can call me and give it. But still, man, it's something. When your kids ask you for, when anybody asks you for money, knowing that it's a good chance. You ain't never going to see that money again?
Most likely not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is the worst feeling in the world. It's the worst feeling in the world. No, and I ain't never going to see that money again. Ever.
Poor guy can't even afford a polo that fits now. Poor guy.
I'm glad you made this.
You're in shambles.
But, you know, hey, I'm just like, yeah, I just want to go home and take a nap.
I don't want to see you cry on the air. We got to laugh about it.
I'm about to.
I know.
I'm about to. But, yeah, I mean, hey, man, that's kids. That's kids.
I mean, it would be a good viral moment for this show. Broke Hugh Douglas crying on the air. Man of money, my kids took it all. It's gone.
And she said, I did what they hit you with. I love you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I sent the money. Now, the money gone now.
Well,
yeah.
you did say it's better not to sugarcoat it, just to say what you mean. That leads us into a potential Phillies target as this summer goes along. The dots are already being connected here, Hugh. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. Rafael Devers up in Boston. Okay, he's a $300 million player, really good hitter.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox are in a pinch right now because their first baseman is out for the season. And they told Rafi, can you go play some first base for us?
He said no.
Well, let's hear that. Here's how that whole thing went. A couple days ago, up in Boston, Rafael Devers, again, a $300 million player, asked to go across the diamond, and here it is through his translator saying, nope.
Yeah, it was the GM that I spoke with. You know, I'm not certain what he has with me. He played ball, and I would like to think that he knows that you know, changing positions like that isn't easy. They put me in this situation, and you know, they told me that they didn't want to allow me to play any other position. And now, you know, I think they should do their jobs essentially and hit the market and look for another player. I'm not sure why they want me to be in between the way they have me now. Like they've told me I'm a little hard-headed. They already asked me to change once, and this time I don't think I can be as flexible. I don't feel that they stay true to their word. They asked me to, they told me that I was going to be playing this position, DH, and now they're going back on that. So, I just don't think they stay true to their word. I don't understand some of the decisions that the GM makes. Next thing you know, someone in the outfield gets hurt and they want me to play in the outfield. I think I know the kind of player that I am. That's just where I stand.
All right, so before we react, there is a backdrop to this we should mention. He was their third baseman.
Mm-hmm.
Then they signed Alex Bregman, and they basically took his position away. They said, well, mm-hmm. now you're the DH because we got a better defensive third baseman.
Yeah.
So my sense after listening to him is he's still annoyed about that. You took away third base from me. You want me to be a DH? All right, I'll be a DH. Now you want me to go back to the field? Nope.
Yeah, and I really felt bad for the translator.
He had to try to clean that
because
up.
Because he was trying his damnest to try to clean, but you got to say what's being said.
Of course, that's your job.
But he was hitting it with the because it's almost like he getting the backlash because he's translating.
All eyes are on you.
Yeah, yeah. So he's feeling some kind of way. But is that what you really want on the squad?
Well, so the idea is if he's available, which it seems like there's a lot out there. Ken Rosenthal said that at some point the Red Sox could trade him now because it's obviously toxic up there. Hugh, I don't love the attitude of a player that doesn't want to move positions for his team.
Sacrifice.
That guy can hit. If the Red Sox are trading him, I'm on the phone.
This is what we're doing.
Yes.
Now. You know what? I'll take your baggage, and as long as you can hit the baseball.
He can hit.
But if we need you somewhere else, like in outfield, we know you're not.
Well,
doing
that. He's not exactly fleet of foot. I don't know if anyone's going to ask him to play the outfield.
Well, you know what? It's funny. It feels more like the more I hear it. Because initially, it was like I thought he was just being stubborn.
Mm.
He has a little bit of an axe to grind.
He does.
And he's – see, this is where I appreciate that level of petty.
Mm.
Because you waited for that moment for it to come back around. And, you know, like some people would call that karma. And it was like, well, you lied to me, you know, and he talked about it. And you told me I was going to do one thing. And then you said I was going to do something different. And now here we are. Go do your job.
Now – I think we should point out, though, he's making it sound like they asked him to learn three positions. They took away third base to ask him to DH. Is DH a position? Rafael,
all you do is hit.
You do is hit, but he's the way he said it is like, well, they made me do this, then they changed my position to DH. No, they didn't.
Well,
he just hit now.
Well, the way I guess I interpret that is it was a demotion.
That's the way he seemed to think
And it was a demotion. So, I wouldn't mind. Hell, I wish I could DH. I would DH right now if I could.
Yeah, but then they want to put him back in the field.
So. No, yeah, but see, that you won't. Don't put me in the field. I mean, but if I could DH right now, I would go DH.
I know,
somebody.
But he, I don't think anyone's having you as a DH right now.
I mean, if I could hit at 50, why not? I'm pretty sure somebody can hit. Well, I mean, if I could.
Full season of at-bats, what would you hit in the major leagues right now?
Full season?
I'd say 0-26.
No, I'll probably give you about if I knew how to hit.
No.
That's
not. No, like you
right now.
You right now. 0-26.
I could probably give you 230.
Are you kidding?
Bryce
me?
Harper's hitting 230.
I can do that.
No, you can't.
I can hit some.
I give you 0-02.
No, listen.
You're in your 50s.
Listen. I couldn't even see the baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not going to even lie. I couldn't even see. The
doesn't help that I'm blind.
I just like how you rolled out. Like, I could do exactly what Bryce Harper's doing right now.
You know what? And then when I said it, I was like, okay, you better be realistic about it. I couldn't even see the baseball. And my bat speed probably hella slow.
Oh, very slow.
Yeah.
It's like hella slow. So, I'd be in trouble.
Yeah. Do you think you get a hit over a whole season? I think you get a couple.
You know what? You know what would be funny, Joe? I would probably luck into a hit. And you know what would happen? When you hit and that bat resonate through your hands,
oh,
I'd be done. Oh, damn! I'd be shaking my hands like this. Like, what the hell?
Yeah, that would be it.
That ain't no joke.
Kyle, you more or less into the Devers thing after hearing him talk?
I'm entirely out.
Entirely?
Yeah. Like,
Entirely.
No, what are we doing here? Because we talk about this with Trey. We talk about this with Harper. Being a team guy, we say, you know, Trey's got to eventually come around to the idea of moving off shortstop and going to the outfield. Like, and same thing with Harper from first base to the outfield. We don't know. I don't know what kind of situation is going to come up with this team where we might need to move guys around or it makes the team better if we do this or that.
As rigid as he is.
He's just flat out refusing. I mean, what the hell is that?
No.
No, that's a joke.
Yeah, but if that price comes down. I mean, if they're giving him away, you won't take him? It's 30 home runs a year.
I don't know. I don't know if that fits too well in this locker room.
Well, it might not. But chemistry. Could you Major imagine League the buddies. Audio we could use after games with him around here?
Sure. Whew. Selfishly.
Well, the other part of this is Dombrowski was the GM in Boston when he came into the Major League. So obviously they have a relationship. I think the Phillies and Devers are going to be connected as long as that becomes ugly up there. Let's go to the phone lines before we get to you people. Herb in the Northeast is on. What's up, Herb?
Herb.
What's up, Joe?
Herb.
Getting ready for this game. A little drizzling out here, but we're going to play.
Phillies game or are you umpiring?
No, I'm umpiring. So anyway, the Sixers, I had a feeling they were going to get, you know, the 2 or 3 pick. I had the feeling. But they better make a good pick this time because we don't know about. We have no information on Embiid. All we know is he had successful surgery. That's all we know. We don't know if he's going to be playing in September or is he going to be playing in December or what? You know what I mean? It's everybody's quiet. So.
Well, we don't know, Herb. Herb, do you think the lottery's fixed, Herb?
Well, it's amazing that they went from 10, was it, all the way to 1.
Mm-hmm. They had a 1.8% chance, and they got it.
Right, and they got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty tricky.
So have you got any names circled yet? What do you want? Edgecombe? You want Ace Bailey? Who do you want?
Let me tell you.
Knipple?
Okay, let me tell you.
Knipple is crazy.
If you've been watching the Lakers. You've been watching the Knicks. You've been watching Boston.
Mm-hmm.
They're in our division, okay? You watch Minnesota. You watch OKC.
These
guys can shoot threes. They got 3-4 guys and 5 guys that can shoot that 3 ball, you know, and they can run the transition. They go to the basket. You watch Josh Hart. You watch all the Villanova guys, man. Let me tell you, if we're going to compete with these guys, okay, We got to get somebody that can shoot and somebody that can play defense.
I agree. We need an all-around player,
rebound, block shots, whatever, you know what I mean? So they better be smart with this pick.
Well, next time you talk to Daryl Morey, tell him what we need.
Yeah. Giannis is saying he's available.
Would you trade the 3rd pick for Giannis?
Well, I think if I had more information on what Embiid's, not going to be around,
he's not
between September, December, January.
Well, don't you talk to people?
No, I don't talk to them. Because
he talks to Dombrowski. Yeah,
too much issues down there in Camden. Okay.
He's got those issues in Camden.
Oh,
that's pretty obvious. Yeah,
I thought he said something else.
Harper's okay. Let Harper be Harper. Maybe he needs a day off or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Do you see his haircut? What do you think of his haircut?
The reason I didn't see all of it, but he looks like he cut his hair.
He did.
He knows that it's going to start heating up like 90, 95, 100. He knows that as June gets real hot. So he wants to feel cool. He let the guy. Forget about the
Oh, he's just trying to stay cool with the hair. Yeah. Does it get that hot in June? You got a haircut? Would you buzz it?
I cut most of my hair off because I'm out here. I'm fine. I'm out on the field. I feel the heat. I mean, you know.
So where's this game today, Herb? You know, I have someone that sent me a picture of you umping last week. You got a fan club out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
So where's the game today? He wants to come.
Today is 6201 Tarsdale.
You write that down?
That's up there where the cheesesteak spot used to be. The good cheesesteaks. They changed the name.
It's American Legion.
American Legion 6201 Tarsdale. Okay.
No fence is all you can get.
Okay.
No fences.
All right, what time does that game start? Because Hugh's going to make it out
3:15.
3:15.
That's not your way. I got to go
it
to the golf
actually
tournament.
Is, yeah. I could swing by, Herb.
I got this little ass shirt on. I'm about to go to the
golf
tournament.
Yeah, I might swing by. Herb, good phone call. It is. I actually got to pass through that area. All right, so maybe I'll go to the game. You go to the golf outing, I'll go to watch Herb.
I got
Herb
no choice. That's why I got this little ass shirt.
What's your handicap these days?
Nah, man, I haven't hit. I haven't hit a golf ball in a while.
But I thought you were a golfer. You were talking about your clubs.
No, he's closer to being handicapped.
No, listen. Between you know, my daughter calling and asking for some money, I ain't getting no golf clubs no time soon.
You found your old ones.
I found them, but, you know, they're old. So I'm probably going to sell them today to get some of this money back.
Oh, poor guy.
Wow.
All right, if anyone out there needs some golf clubs on clearance, Hugh Douglas, your guy, he's just trying to make ends meet. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Usually the personal shots to Hugh and Joe start rolling in like immediately.
Yeah.
Not today.
Okay.
They did come a little bit later.
Of course, yeah. We'll get to those today.
Yep. Uh-huh. This one surprised me because I don't see this, but we got typical Hugh just playing bad cop. Like, Hugh's usually a good cop kind of guy.
See that? This,
negative
nobody,
Douglas.
Nobody's listening.
Always seeing the downside of things.
Nobody's listening.
Yes.
Negative. I mean, bad cop. Okay. Whatever.
There was kind of a meltdown about, you know, how you guys started the show and Joe saying he has hope and stuff like that.
Meltdown over hope?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is a good one. Wake up, Rod. Program director's asleep at the wheel for allowing this to happen. How dare you be hopeful about the Sixers, Joe?
So, how dare... allowing me to have hope that a team here will do something right.
Optimistic. Yeah, what are you doing?
So that's how pessimistic we are on the Sixers, that it's a call to action.
They need Rod to wake up.
Okay. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. Surprising amount of people agreeing with Hugh today. I saw about the home life thing with Bryce Harper.
Oh.
I expected him to get more more people pushing back on that.
Don't we need to point out, though, isn't life a little different if you're Bryce Harper or any of these players?
Well, it is, but...
It's not like, you know, when my kids were babies and you're up in the middle of the night and, like, it's a little different.
But maybe he's a hands-on dad.
Well, that's great. But he also goes on road trips and stays in a five-star hotel. And like, why didn't he hit in St. Louis?
Yeah, and that's probably why, when he gets home... You know, she's probably calling, probably talking about the kids and how she feel and all this other stuff. So it's, who knows?
Maybe he's got kids asking him for money.
Yeah. Well, they're probably too young for that because his kids are itty bitties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's got enough.
We did wonder a little bit today if and when people would start turning on Bryce.
Mm.
And I made the me guy comment, got cooked for it. So I don't think it's coming anytime soon.
I told you, people aren't there yet. People are not there yet. They don't want to believe this is going to be Bryce all year, and the me guy thing, because people believe he's a Philly guy, not a me guy.
This one I found pretty funny. So let me get this straight, Hugh. Jameer Nelson doesn't move the needle, but Santonio Holmes does?
Really? It moves the needle for my school. I mean, it's Central State. I mean, to have a coach of his caliber is like a big deal. Leave me alone.
Texas, Ohio State, Alabama, Central State. I mean, these are the blue bloods.
I didn't expect that to hit a nerve with people.
The blue bloods of college sports.
You got to love the people that pick up on like the little nuanced stuff about the show. You got to love that.
I mean, you kind of threw cold water on Jameer. I mean, Jameer is a local legend.
No, I'm just saying. I was just like.
Total cold water.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy for him. I just was.
You were not. You were not.
Yep. So apparently my head shape proposal with Bryce didn't move the needle enough for people. And I got this proposal, and I'm in. So if Bryce Harper gets to 275 by the end of the season, I'll shave the stash.
Oh, that's a fun one.
The porn stash?
Now, is this layered? Like, at 260 goes the hair, the head,
yeah.
And then at 275 goes the mustache?
Yeah.
So you could be just clean shaven by playoff time.
That would look weird, though.
Why? That's how I used to look.
I mean, that would look kind of weird. What do you mean when you was like in high school?
No, like, but you know, at the beginning of the show, I did not have a mustache, and I used to keep my hair pretty short.
Yeah, when we first started working with Kyle, he
didn't have a mustache.
No,
I never noticed.
No, Well, now you know.
Now I know. No. I mean, I'm so
now
used
I know
to
how
having,
you feel about it.
No, I'm just saying. Not, I'm so used to you having a mustache.
I get it.
Yeah, you can't change.
Sometimes when you see someone in a different way, you never see them the other way. Like, we'll never see you in anything but a medium polo. Yeah. I mean, that's you now.
Yep.
Medium.
Yeah, medium polo Douglas.
And then the observations about how Hugh looks are rolling in as soon as he put the shirt on. Now, the first one was he looks more professional. With it on, finally.
I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
No more buttoned up.
Yeah, but then they put you down. Someone said you look like a lollipop.
A lollipop?
I don't know. I don't get that one.
Shirt's too tight.
Oh, like the wrapper?
Oh,
yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Could be a little bit more creative with that one. A little bit.
Oh. That's what they came up with. So.
The shirt is way too tight.
I mean, it is tight, man. And I'm about to go to this golf tournament and I don't think I'm going to make it the whole day with the shirt.
In general or with the shirt?
With the shirt on.
I thought you meant like falling asleep.
But well, you know, I'm going to go home and cry once I get home.
Tough day for Hugh. His wallet's lighter. He's wearing a shirt two sizes too small. It's just,
I'm going to go home and
it's
cry.
It's not a great
bit.
Day. All right. That is enough for us. We're going to hand it over to the afternoon show. They are out at the, I believe the Surfside Invitational. Is that the name of the golf outing?
Yes.
Yes. They're at the Surfside Invitational. Hugh's headed there.
I am on my way.
In his too tight shirt. You guys have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the Phils, assuming they play tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.